Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What'd you say? I think that was $15.99. It's only changed to the metal. It says metal something on there.
What can wash away my sin?
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. So much power, wonder world.
Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Thank you, God, for remembering us on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He's kept us. Come on. Come on, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully. Hallelujah to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Let us come, hallelujah, before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Amen. For the Lord is the great God. Amen. And the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. Amen. The sea is his. For he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Amen. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Hallelujah. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Hallelujah. And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, amen, it's just fast and rain. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Come on, church. Let's enter in this morning with all faith. Hallelujah. Come on and cast all your cares and your fears and your burdens out this morning. Come on, leave it at the altar. Make a decision today. Have a made up mind. We'll give it all over to God. Amen. And think of the peace that God gives. He said, that's not of the world gives. I give you the peace. We're talking about the peace that surpasses our understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come this morning with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you. Oh Lord, help us to exhaust you even more in all our situations and circumstances, be it good, bad, or other, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new births and new ways, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord come hallelujah, rise over each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. We thank you for your presence this morning. Amen. It's a holy because we're in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your heads of protection around us and those in our family, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, if you kept our children, our mothers and brothers and sisters, our family, amen, and those that we love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, we give it all over to you right now. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, that you will, hallelujah, expose anything that's not of you, God. Anything that's not of you, God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We honor ourselves right now so that we can be delivered from all that's not of you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. If we had a thousand tons of peace, we still come thank you enough, but yet still we thank you this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 4:22, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit. Hallelujah, that the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen. Out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repented in all our ways, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, nor there with you, Father God. All things are possible, but with men the flesh they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to just worship you, just to be doing something. We come, oh God, because out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, aching and pines on the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that cry upon heavily increasing in each of us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, hallelujah, of those in our family, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way of those in our family and those that we love and concern about right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we call upon your help on today, that we may be delivered, and those in our family and loved ones may be delivered, hallelujah, from the hand of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let no woman or complaining or backbiting or evil be found in us in the name of Jesus Christ. That our life be a growing honor and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, O Lord. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Creating us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you. For you are our joy and the lifter of our head. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Amen. My Lord, my God, Lord, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Make our life be a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. A sweet savior of all that you will be glorified on and our life will praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Everybody, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you. Hallelujah, we worship you. Hallelujah. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood. Hallelujah, that redeems us, that sanctifies us. Amen. That heals us. Hallelujah, that makes all things new. We thank you. Hallelujah. For we know whatever the blood of Jesus is, the enemy cannot come near. So we declare the blood of the precious blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, right now, God, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now, over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we ought to you and ask that true praise and worship go forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We give it all over to you right now, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. My Lord, my God, help on today. No, we come to be changed, oh God. For you are the Father, hallelujah, and we are the clay, oh God. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we pray for open heaven on today, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings on the life of your children, that we will have one of them to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you bless the wicked of the man so that we, your children, can live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, we are the righteousness of God, calling into the kingdom of God, the Christ Jesus, who made us righteous. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be denied. We will not take any substitute or counterfeit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, but any lookalike. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We declare to come right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The glory of God is blessing us right now, and is manifesting his glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and let us take your pleasure right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. We come against every spirit of confusion, every spirit of accusation. We come against every spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, pride, fear, worry. We come against every spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of limitation, procrastination, stagnation. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction. We come against every spirit of liberty. We come against every constricting spirit right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of destruction and death, of premature death, harm and lack and death, condemnation, guilt and shame. We command you to cease your works and die at the holy cross, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every homosexual spirit, every lying spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the holy cross, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of lust and perversion. We command you to cease your works and die at the holy cross, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the grab this deliverance right now, that it is so and it shall be on the way. It is spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that may be operating under all this blood of those in our family. We command you to cease your works and die at the holy cross, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack on our minds right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the grab that our minds are free. Amen. We declare the call right there in the name of Jesus Christ, that our thoughts will be holy, pleasing, and righteous unto God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you, God, as we come to surrender this day, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Receive it according to 1 John 1 and 9. We thank you that our sins, hallelujah, are forgiven. We thank you, oh God, that we're cleansed of all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, hey, come on in and shine that day. Oh God, we bless your holy name. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, oh God, it's you that has kept us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you that she's your holy begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for redemption. We thank you for our salvation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God. We can't thank you your love for the edge, Lord, thank you. We thank you for your help right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to say that you're ever present help in a time of need, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the help that's on the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for those of us that are traveling on the road right now. Or we'll be traveling this day, oh God. All those of us traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Lord, blessings are not going to come out today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we breathe the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle from our transportation that we may enter into today as a travel or a passenger. Father, we breathe the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about it. Every street, highway, road, airway, seaway, building, place of home, everywhere our feet may tread, our tires may tread. We breathe the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, my. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Lord, help us, oh God. Let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your minister, oh God, receive fresh fire. Lord, make us ministers of fire. Lord, we speak and preach with fire. Let the work of the enemy will be burst up and burst away. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, the lives will be changed, oh God, by your word, oh God. Help us to decrease, oh Lord, so that you may have all the increase. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh God, to be more than just readers and hearers of the word, but to be doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, we pray for strength this morning. Let us receive fresh strength right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Fresh anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Fresh revelation. Fresh man right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we pray for restoration this morning. Amen. Restore every organ, every soul, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve, every bone in our body. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, Lord, restore for the days of our youth, oh God. Restore marriage, oh God. Hallelujah. Restore relationship with say, town and channel in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for unity where the enemy has caused division in families. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we need a breakthrough today. We come to you, oh God, for a breakthrough, oh God. In every area of our life, oh God. My Lord, my God, break through in our finances, support. Break through in our ministry, oh God. Break through in our relationships, God. Break through, oh God, in our prayer life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Lord, help us all today. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, more words right now. And everyone at the sound of our voice this morning, Holy Spirit, more on everyone in this household. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and anything that's a distance of to us, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we cut ourselves loose right now. And I show time, strong man, listen to Satan. We cut ourselves loose right now. And those that are better, we declare it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we call us right now the full hour of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, and we take the shield of faith, and we quench every power. Oh, and God, the enemy's foot out there. Oh, Lord, there can be confusion on the temple of the enemy. Amen. Let the work of the enemy end. We cross over the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for your God that answers by fire. We just want to say thank you. That you're on our side. We thank you, Lord God, for your word saying that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that your promises is yea and amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Lord, I pray right now for your angels will be released to war against any spirit in the heavens and thine to stop our prayers from being answered. And we declare the prayer of our faith today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. That our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. So we thank you for answering prayers this day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we declare the prayer of healing on this line today. Amen. Those that are need the healing, oh God, let healing take place. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right there. And by faith, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We pray for hope. open doors this morning, oh God. Lord, that you would open up doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of hallelujah, financial increase, doors of good health and strength, good relationships, good opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask that you close every door that the enemy has been calling for, to cause destruction, to cause lack, to cause sickness, to cause death, right in the name of Jesus Christ, and let it be filled with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help us to seek you more, Father God. Hallelujah. Help us to do our will, oh God. Hallelujah. We bind ourselves to the will of God. That your will be done, oh God. On earth as it is in heaven. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. That the mind of Christ arise and operate in us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the call. We resist the devil and he shall flee. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From the children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Lord, help us to operate with the wisdom and knowledge that you give, Lord God. Oh, we bless your holy name this morning, Father. As we go forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you go ahead of us. Amen. Prepare the way right now. Make it every crooked path straight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we you decree and declare victory on today over your life, amen, over the life of your children, over the life of your family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and will you receive it right now? Will you receive the victory no matter what you're going through, no matter how you're feeling? Will you decree and declare victory on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? I want you to understand that God can't take it away because he didn't give it. Hallelujah. You have the power working on the inside. You got to decree this in the prayer that you have the resurrection power. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it. We bless your name, Father God. We decree and declare by faith in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ that we have been given, hallelujah, the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. For we do not have the spirit of fear. Amen. We declare the crowd according to 2 Timothy 1:9 that I've been saved and called, set apart according to God's doing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crowd Hebrews 1:16. Amen. That we have a right to come boldly before the throne to find hallelujah, mercy and grace in the time of need. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare in the crowd, 2 Peter 1:4, that we have been given exceeding great and precious promises by God, which we are partakers of his divine nature. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 We decree and declare on today in the name of Jesus, according to 1 John 5:4, we have overcome the world. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over all that we prayed for and about, hallelujah, and all that the Holy Spirit has prayed for us on today, and we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare by faith in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name that all things are working together for the good of our life, for God is divinely intervening and turning all around for our good, and that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, amen, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, that we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. For God has made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for Lord. We decree and declare by faith in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name and the finished work, that we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of God's divine blessing and favor. Hallelujah. God's peace, God's joy, God's provision. Amen. Hallelujah. God's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God's peace, just receive it. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. If you receive that plan today, shall it be unto you according to your faith. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough. A new day that we have never seen before. God has kept us and remembered us on today. And we thank God for it. Amen. If you can just reach over and touch your wife or touch your husband or call your children and they answer the phone. Amen. You can get a call in the wee hours of the morning or last night or yesterday. Amen. Just thanking God for keeping you. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This Sunday, we thank God for this day, May 1st. It's a new month. Amen. Happy new month. May 1st, 2022. We just thank God for another opportunity to be here, to praise and worship him, to come together, to commune with one another, to fellowship in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, trusting God for a mighty move. Amen. In our lives, removing every delay. Amen. Trusting God for the breakthrough, whatever it is that you've been praying about, amen, amen. We decree and declare on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to God's will and plan for your life, that it is done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. So we are we take communion every Sunday. So if you have your elements for communion, go ahead and prepare those to enter in communion with us, amen. So we can have our communion. We're gonna have a song selection by Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York, here shortly, but welcome, 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 everyone, welcome this Sunday. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, where senior pastors, Pastor Dorothy Manning and Apostle Colony Commander, we welcome you.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Because our God is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Because he woke us up this morning, and you woke up in the land of the living, God is so worthy to be praised. The Bible says, let everything that has breath give praise. Even the birds know when they get up in the morning to give God some praise. So let us give God some praise for this day. Amen. Amen again. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you here to Sunday service. We are so grateful, Apostle Tyler and I, for you joining in with us wherever you are, whether you be streaming online. We would like to personally welcome you here to Sunday service. This is your first time. Do call in on 845-277-9213. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and if you do have any prayer petitions today, this is that opportunity to bring it all over to Jesus. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one again. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas, whether you be Houston, Texas, or Dallas, Texas, or any part of Texas, we welcome you here to Sunday service. All of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends here in our neighboring state of Louisiana, we love you so much. We thank you all for being here in Sunday service. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. Our faithful brother and sister here, Uncle and Aunt Auntie, Aunt Beatrice, and Uncle Joe Washington, we welcome y'all here to Sunday service here from New York City. We thank y'all for being here with us. Y'all are so wonderful to us. We thank y'all so much. Minister Lauren Green there in Chicago, Illinois, we thank you for being a part of the Gospel Public Ministry. Thank you for being here with us. He and his wife and friends and family, thank y'all for coming here the Sunday service. This is just such a glorious day. So we just wanted to say thank every single one here. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. Amen. Amen. At this time, we'll have a song selection by my brother, Joe Washington. Uncle Joe Washington, are you here?
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all.
Good morning.
You know,
good morning.
I just thank God for that traveling mercy. You know, I thank for all the prayers that y'all prayed for us on that highway and for my nephew, Antonio Washington. He's doing a little better. Keep praying. Keep him in prayer. You know,
yeah.
he might listen this morning, but I want you to know God is able. I just told him when I left, I said, God is in charge. You know, and I told him, I said, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. Amen.
I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Don't worry, Tony. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything is gonna be all right. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us here with this beautiful song. You are so right. We come into agreement with you right now. Everything is going to be all right. And you believe in Jesus Christ, when you believe in the Holy Spirit, when you believe in God, you believe in the Word of God, hallelujah, everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right because God is all right. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Holy Spirit fill you and all that left your body right now in his holy name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to enter into communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. How many know that we just heard a song say everything all right? How many know that it's already all right? How many know? Let us thank God for all that he's already done for his finished works on the cross. Whatever it is that you're thinking about right now, hallelujah, let's give it all over to Jesus, knowing that is already done. That is already done. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man and every woman examine themselves, and let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you, Lord. We thank you that you took this bread, that we can take it, Lord, in remembrance of you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. So we stay by faith. Hallelujah. By your stripes and by your broken body, that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us and thank you for touching us, Lord Jesus. We remember your suffering. How you were beaten and married and spit upon and whooped and crucified for each of us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So we now take this bread. Hallelujah. Your body remembers of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. For your blood is our atonement. Hallelujah. Your blood justifies us. Hallelujah. Not this world. Hallelujah. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses and transgressions. Your blood heals us. Hallelujah. Your blood heals us. Hallelujah. In your holy name, Lord Jesus, you may drink. My Lord, my God. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our hearts. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. At this time, we have a song selection, and we'll be back for the preach word. Stay with us here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter doctor, I would use my research.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring him to Jesus. Bring it all over to Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's a good word already. Bring it to Jesus. Amen. We have made it here to the best part of Sunday service this morning. The best part is the being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for our very own apostle and friend, mother, sister, just prayer warrior, this beautiful woman of God, hallelujah, anointed woman of God. I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, hallelujah, devoted wife, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, ready to pray for you and I, amen. Able to receive a word from God, hallelujah. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on, open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah. Just thanking God for keeping us, amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I thank God for Jesus, amen. Amen, I got so much to shout about this morning, amen. Nobody got a fucking time me to do it. Hallelujah, just every time I open up my eyes and see, amen, just thanking God, knowing that God has kept me, hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God, amen. Let us pray. As we enter in, Father God, we thank you. We give our praise, glory, and honor to you, Father God. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask that you have your way right now. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. I decree so that you may have all the increase in me right now, and I decree and declare to tell you, you shall be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life, and I thank you. Hallelujah, let thy kingdom come, Heavenly Father, right now. Let thy will be done, amen, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. So God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God this day, amen, this new month, this new opportunity that God has given us, amen. We thank God. The word on today, church, is something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. If you go with me to the book of Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 is where we're going to start today, and I'm coming out of the New King James Version. I won't be before you too long for the sake of time on this platform. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. We're going to be in the book of Philippians, again, at chapter 2, and I want to make sure you all can hear me clear. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Amen. The Bible says, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. So there's something about the name Jesus. Amen. See, whenever I'm in a situation or whenever I feel a certain type of way that don't feel good to me, I always call on the name of Jesus. Anything that I decree and I declare, it is in the name of Jesus, because there is something about the name Jesus. See, we all possess a name. It's a name of how it's given to us by our parents, or perhaps we are named after some relative, or we are given a name by our parents if they like, or whatever it is. We all have a name. Amen? Whether we agree to the name or not. But I want us to understand in the text we are told of a name that does have great significance and power. The name of Jesus stands out as a name above all other names. Amen? At the last judgment, even those who are condemned will recognize Jesus' authority and the right to rule. See, people can choose to regard Jesus as Lord now as a step of willing and a loving commitment, or be forced to acknowledge him as Lord when he returns. See, in the Bible, Jesus is given many names and titles. He's called Adam. He's called the Anointed, Apostle, Author, Amen, Alpha, and Ancient of Days. He is the beginning, the God beloved, Branch, Bread, Bridegroom, Bright and Morning Star, Bishop of Our Souls, Brightness of the Father's Glory. He is Captain, Consolation, Chief, Cornerstone, Covenant, Chosen of God, Christ. He is a Day's Man, Deliverer, Day Springer, Day Star, Door, Desire of All Nations. He is Elect and Signed, Everlasting Father, Emmanuel. He is the Word. He is a finisher of the faith. Amen. Friend and first brother, faithful witness, fountain of life, issuing from the cave of death. He is God, the gift of God. Amen. Governor God, the glorious Lord. He is helper, hope, husband, horn of salvation. He is the head of the church, head of all things, high priest, head of dread, heaven's wonder, the Holy One. He is I Am, inheritance, image of God's person, immortal, invisible. He is just the judge. Jesus, he is the life, the light, the love, the lily, the lion, the lamb, the Lord giver, the living stone, the Lord of glory. He is messenger, Messiah, mediator. He is the offspring of David, Omega, hallelujah, only begotten of God. Amen. Offering and offerer. He is priest, Passover, prophet, propitiation, hallelujah, prince of life. Amen. Prince of peace, physician. He is the righteous. Amen. Ransom, hallelujah, root of Jesse, root of David, refine of refuge, resurrection of the rose of Sharon, blooming in the shades of hell, ruler, redeemer, rock of age. He is stone of shepherd, son of God, son of man, shield of servant, seed of the woman, shepherd, suffer, savior, sinless sacrifice of the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. See, I want you to understand, church, amen. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. In the words of the Bible, he is the fairest among 10,000. He is the altogether lovely one. Of all the names given to this man, none is as precious and sweet as majestic as the name of Jesus. I would like a church to look at the name above all names this morning. Amen. I want us to look at the name above all names and understand, hallelujah, hallelujah, what it means when we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When we ask God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, what does it mean? I want us to understand, church, as we look at the text. Amen. See, it was a name given by the Father. It was not given by Mary or Joseph, but it was handpicked by God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21, if you want to write that down, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21, it says, but while he thought about all these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21 says, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall, hallelujah, call his name shall be Jesus. Hallelujah, you shall name him Jesus. Amen. Let me go over the scripture again. Verse 21 says, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. See, Jesus means the Lord saves. Amen. Hallelujah. It means Jehovah is salvation. I want us to understand that Jesus came to the earth to save us because we can't save ourselves from sin and its consequences. Hallelujah. I want to understand secondly, the part of the name of Jesus points back to the Father. The precious sweet name reveals a side of Jesus that many fail to grasp. See, while God is a God of wrath and judgment, he is purely and holy love. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John 4 and 8 and verse 16 as well, verse 8 says he does not love. I'm sorry. Verse 8 says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. The Bible just says in verse 8, he who does not love does not know God, for he is love. If you drop down to verse 16, the Bible says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So God is love, and everything he does is in an outgrowth and in an expression of his love. Therefore, when the Father sent Jesus to come into the world, he was sending a message to humanity. It was a message that said, I have not forgotten you nor forsaken you. I love you, and I give you my son who will reveal me to you. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, church, it's a name that paints God's portrait. The name Jesus and watch reveals the Son's mission. We were looking at the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10. Luke, chapter 19, verse 10. The Bible says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. If we look at 2 Peter 3 and 9, the Bible says it reveals the Father's heart. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. Amen? Hallelujah. But that all should come to repentance. I want us to understand, church, that God isn't in the damning business. He is in the saving business. Amen? Hallelujah. See, he wants no one to go to hell. In fact, he tells us that hell was not made for the lost. It was made for the devil and his angels. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 25 and 21 that he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you are cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. See, when the Father chose the name Jesus as the one his Son would bear during the time of his humiliation, he was telling every creature in his universe, in one word, that his goal was the redemption and salvation of mankind. See, this is what he wanted, and this is what he accomplished through the name of Jesus. Church, as I wrap up here, like I said, I wouldn't be before you long. Amen? Whatever it is that you need, I'm here to tell you, it is in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John 14, verse 13 and 14, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. What is it that you're needing on today? Amen. What are you needing God to do in your life? Amen. In the life of your family. I want you to understand, church, there's something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That says in the Bible tells us, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Bible says in Matthew 18 and 20, for where there are two or three gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, it's talking about the name Jesus. It says, where there are two or three gathered together in my name. Hallelujah. If you're willing to be in the midst of your problems, in the midst of your family, in the midst of your going through, he said, if, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, in my name. And when the two or three gather together in my name, I am there in the midst. The Bible says in Acts 3 and 16, amen, it says, in his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you seek and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of all, of you all, amen. See, when we pray in Jesus' name, we must remember that it is Christ himself, not merely the sound of his name, who gives our prayers their power. Hallelujah. It is Christ himself that answers by the name. Hallelujah. God, his Father, has given him, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 10 and 43, say, to him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's something about the name Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says in the book of Acts 3 and 6, church, hallelujah, says, and Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. What I want us to do, church, today, right now, by our faith, all faith, I want us to go to Acts. If you haven't turned to Acts, and I know I'm moving pretty fast for the sake of time on this platform on today. If you go to the book of Acts with me, and I'm going to start down here, because I want you all to see here for yourself so you can lay eyes to it. If you go to the book of Acts chapter 3, amen. If you go to the book of Acts chapter 3, and I want us to go from verse 1 to verse 6 together here, as it talks about the lame man being healed. See, here is Peter. It says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms. Amen. For those who entered the temple now. Verse 3 says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked for alms. Verse 4 says, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. Verse 5 says, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then the Bible says, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And then we look at verse 7 and say, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. In the name of Jesus. He said, I'll give it to you. Just to give it. He said, what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Because Peter knew that there's nothing that he could do. Hallelujah. It was all the doing of Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 8, it says, so he leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. I want you to understand that something about the name Jesus, that was lame from birth, to stand up and leap and walk up, praising God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We understand today, church, that something about the name Jesus. See, many, hallelujah, back in that time, the name Jesus, but it was something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That God gave this man. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We're not just talking about any Jesus. We're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, hallelujah. The Bible says, we go back to verse 6, and then Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. They had a boy Jesus. They had many that bear the name Jesus, but we're talking about how the Son of God. Hallelujah. They're talking about the name Jesus that will turn your situation around. Amen. There's something about the name of Jesus that was lame would come healed. Amen. There's something about the name Jesus that was blind would see. Amen. There's something about the name Jesus that they could not speak and speak. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Against you when the enemy is coming in like a flood. There's something about the name Jesus that will lift you up, amen. There's something about the name Jesus that you can declare and declare victory right now over your enemies, over your situation. There's something about the name Jesus that will change your life for the better. There's something about the name
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to believe it for yourself.
Yeah.
There's something about the name Jesus.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, if you go with me here, we're going to wrap up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I thank you all for your patience this day with me. Amen. I get very excited. I was laying down this week and the Holy Spirit spoke something about the name Jesus. And you ask my husband throughout the night, you'll hear me going, oh, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. Every time I open my eyes in the night, oh, 2 or 3, 4 times I get up, I'm always thanking God. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you. And the Holy Spirit gave me the word. Hallelujah. And I thank God because we had a long night, long day yesterday with our show. And he said something about the name Jesus. And people need to understand it's in the name of Jesus that we receive, amen. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that who God sent his only begotten Son, amen. Hallelujah, that we are saved, amen. That no matter what we're going through, in the name of Jesus, changes our situation. If you only believe, hallelujah, in the one that I sent up and call upon his name, amen. I call upon you right now, Lord Jesus, to turn my situation around for the good, amen. He said, if you ask anything in my name, the Father will do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Acts, and we're going to wrap up here, church. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I want to just put it, let's put it 36. And let's go to 38, if you will, with me. Amen. Amen. Let's do 36 to 39, and we're going to wrap up here. God bless everyone. God bless you all. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 39, it says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And verse 38 says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 39 says, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Amen. I want us to understand, church, there's something about the name Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. Call on him. I guarantee you he will answer. Amen. Hallelujah with everyone on today. Will you come today in the name of Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for that message that went forward this morning, something about the name Jesus. Amen. There may be one today, so today you realize something, that you are without the name of Jesus. You are without the Holy Spirit. You are outside of a relationship with God. Maybe you don't even know that there is authority, there's power, and there's authority to command things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you know that is you today, and today you desire to be changed, to be baptized, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, if that is you today, we would like you to press one on your phones. We will bring you and let us know who you are. Amen. And Apostle Talonique and I, we will be more than happy to help you to pray a simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing, a choice, hallelujah, the most important choice we could ever make in our life. So we make a lot of choices in our life. We live a lot of types of lives that not even designed for us to live. But this decision, hallelujah, is probably the most important decision you can ever make in your living life, is being born again, being baptized by water, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, being a part of the body of Christ. Amen. If you believe that, hallelujah. Press one. Press one this morning. Right there where you are, we press one. Amen. If there is anyone here, whether you're streaming live, do call in 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. Call in with all of your prayer petitions. Amen. Every single thing that you want to bring into the altar, not to Apostle Talnika and I and Minister Lauren Green. No, but bring it to Jesus. Amen. Right there where you are. We thank God there is no time or distance in spirit, so we thank God that right there where you are and right where we are, we're right here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Whether it be prayers of healing, you know, something could be going on. You could have had a bad report that came from the doctors that saying that it's all over. It could be, it don't matter. In the name of Jesus, see, we have power and authority to command these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, where you bring them? Where you bring them? See, you understand, you know, when you have in the name of Jesus, when you know that you know that you have power and authority operating on the inside, then that means that you know that every single thing that's on the outside that have gotten in on the inside that does not line up with the Holy Spirit, that does not line up with the Word of God. God said, I give you power and authority over serpents and scorpions, that you may tread upon them, hallelujah, that you may command these things in the name of Jesus. Will you come today? Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. If there's deliverance that you need, will you come today? Hallelujah. Every single day, we all need to be delivered from something. Let's just be honest about it. To be delivered from something. Hallelujah. You may have a brother or sister that's needing something, needing prayer. Now, your neighbor may need something. Even the person that you pass by at that red light, when you stop at that red light, that person that you pass by every single day, hallelujah, they're needing something. See, you can bring prayers to the altar for somebody else. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's easy for us to stay in a place of just trusting in those things that we can see, in those things that we can do, and saying that we're praying about this, but we already, you don't have provision for some of those things that you cannot see, those things that you don't see no way out. I'm talking about the impossible things. Hallelujah. Will you bring it all over Jesus? By faith. Hallelujah. By your faith. Hallelujah. Will you bring it? If you are looking for a church home, we thank God for you for being here this morning. But we, Apostle Talnika and I, we would be honored to disciple you. We'd be honored for you and I to be together as one in the Gospel Public Ministry. We know that there are many ministries, and you can choose whichever ministry that you want. But if you believe that Apostle Talnika and I are your pastors or your apostles, will you press one? We will welcome you in, hallelujah, with open arms. See, we're only going to give you what we got. And I thank you for this message over in Acts chapter 3. Say, what we have is in the name of Jesus. See, every single thing that we're going to give you, every single thing that we're going to tell you, going to teach you, is going to be in the name of Jesus. Referring to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. See, we only going to give you what it is that God has given us, but we can't give you anything that we don't have. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have given us this morning. We thank you, Father God, for every single heart that had a heart to receive this morning, every single ear that had an ear to hear, that they do not hear us, but they hear you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for calling us out of darkness and calling us into the light, calling us into yourself. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that your presence is a very present help in need. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking care of us even when we didn't know how it was going to happen. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, because if it had not been for you, hallelujah, we don't know where we would be, but I know some people, we know that, Holy Spirit, if it had not been for you, we may be already up out of here. We may be sleep gone out of our mind. We may be there in a place of danger and destruction. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you love us so much, that you take care of us. We thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray that this word, that it manifests itself into your minds and your bodies. Hallelujah. We pray that it take root right now and that you may see God. Hallelujah. That you may come to the throne of grace boldly. Hallelujah. That you will come knowing that God is with you, that he loves you. Hallelujah. And that you have his authority, that you have his word, you have his power, you have Jesus, you have a risen Savior. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one that's in service, every single family member and friend, near and far. We plead the blood, Christ Jesus, over you, and we say that all is well, all is well, all is well with us in our house. Hallelujah. Every single thing that's concerning us, we plead the blood of Christ Jesus over it. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Excuse me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just praying the crowd right now that is turning around.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our church announcements. Amen. Give our glory, honor to God. Just give it in the shed of our lives and lift up our hands. Pastor Manny, Minnesota Rossa, Minnesota Land Green. Our announcements for today, May 1st, 2020. Mondays at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study here on our church line. Saturdays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Saturday school. And on Sundays at 10 a.m., we have our Sunday service and recap of Sunday service at 2 p.m. Amen. If you miss any part of Sunday service, you can always log back in or call back in at 2 p.m. Even though the service is running again, we are in service at that time as well. So we're on. We're just not preaching.
We're not live speaking,
but the service is running again. So in case someone does log in for the 2 o'clock or call up for 2 and you need prayer when the time comes, we do open up the line and pray. So we are on at that time, but we're just not live preaching another word and let that word roll over again so the 2 o'clock listeners could be able to hear it. But we're on in case anyone needs prayer. Okay. Amen. Anyone needs prayer, bring me to church. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Happy birthday to anyone who's celebrating a birthday the month of May. Sister Dillon, Cal Dillon, my mom is celebrating a birthday here on May 7th. Amen. God bless you. Yakina Manning on the 5th of May. And anyone else that's celebrating the birthday in the month of May, I can't remember. I'm sure it's more people in our family and friends that are celebrating birthdays in the month of May. I just can't think of everybody right now. My mother is celebrating her birthday on May 7th. Amen. God bless you all. May God keep you. I pray the blessing of the Lord upon you. Right? So the Lord will greater than your beginnings. Pray for long life, good health. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that God's hedge of protection around about you all the days of your life. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Anyone that's celebrating that wedding anniversary in the month of May,
press 1. I'm sorry, I should have told her press 1 or press 2. Well, you can pray for you, pray with you. Whether it's your birthday or your wedding anniversary, happy anniversary to those of you all that are celebrating a wedding anniversary. We pray that God will continue to bless your union, amen. That God will increase your love and patience and peace, amen. And that every need be met, that God will continue to favor your marriage and your union in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack on your marriage with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree the kind of protection of the blood of Jesus over your marriage right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. We need to make sure that we are praying for marriages, our marriage, because the enemy is attacking marriages. You know, and we just want to make sure, because he does not want that union. That's power. The Bible says when two or more gather together, if there's a union right there, well, there is two all the time. And if the enemy can separate that two that are supposed to be one, amen, then he can work, you know, he can work his way in and come and kill, steal, and destroy that that God has put together. And we, yeah, amen. So we need to be, we need to be praying for marriages. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I keep you. And I think that's all we have. I just want to say thank you to everyone that came out on last night to the Hit Stage Play Enough. We had a packed house on tonight. I mean, last night, I'm sorry. And we thank Sister Connie Norman for being in the building as usual and bringing her crew, as she called it, her crew. I got my crew with me. It was good to see you, Sister Connie, on last night. Amen. I know you enjoyed the show. Everyone said they really enjoyed the show. They're looking forward to the next one. So mark your calendar. The next show is going to be June 4th. Amen. We haven't decided what play it will be, but we know it's going to be a good one. So God bless everyone. And I think that's all we have for our announcements today. That concludes our announcements. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our, I think I went backwards and I did announcements before I did the tithes and offering. Let us go ahead and take our tithes and offering at this time. If you have your tithes and offering and you have cash that you want to send those over to Pastor Chantel, or you can mail those to us. Or if you need it other way, a remittance of your tithes and offering, just give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, that number is 832-725-8094. Let us pray over our tithes and offer. Father God, we thank you. Lord, that you've been a blessing for your words and that you give seed to the sower. We decree and declare unto them in the name of Jesus Christ that we sow in good ground, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as you, Father God, that multiplies. Your word says that one planet, one water, and you give the increase. And Lord, we take the increase on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no lack, O God, in those that give on today, Father God, and those that purpose our hearts to give, O God. Lord, we ask you to restore their stewardship. Hallelujah to the glory of King Jesus, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, make us an immensely over for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom, amen. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money, and as it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as a spiritual seed to help nurture our